are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending. It is 104, 47, 48, 49 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And tonight is a very special episode because I am joined by
DJ Tolstoy.
And you can David, yes, my two best radio friends right now. And they're in the station with me. It's a real sort of family get-together situation. And we're just kind of going to see where this train goes. wow, how are we doing tonight? Feel free to talk as much as you want. David doesn't like to talk, but
I'm a little caffeinated.
There he is.
Aside from that.
There he is.
See, I'm constantly caffeinated. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's my state of being. Doing pretty good. I have a... Oh dear. Okay.
I'll narrate the mic. Our mic has fallen. Maybe I'll turn it off real quick. A mic has fallen off of the mic stand. Well, a screw holds it in. Yeah. And oftentimes the screws get very loose, and they just kind of.
I wonder if someone was screwing with it.
Okay, this is live coverage of the greatest tragedy to grace the WMFO studio. Tonight.
Yeah.
And in fact, DJ Tolstoy, I'd even recommend you screw your microphone screw a little bit. Not down.
Down
look
here.
Look at the U. The top of the U.
No,
top
of the
U.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. That's looking a bit loose as well.
Yeah, you know? This is the wrong way. Here we go.
Yeah. So, exciting start to the show. Let's see. What do we talk about on this show? In some ways, it's been so long since I've had other people on the show that I've kind of forgotten how to not have a conversation with just myself.
Well, you can go for a couple different subjects. How you're doing.
How we're doing. Okay.
Anything exciting? Yep.
The mic is fixed. That's exciting. All right. I'll say it, guys. To longtime listeners of Probably Birds who know me as a bachelor, this will come as a shock. Actually, I shouldn't describe myself as a non-bachelor because I've been on one date.
But it went well, it sounds like.
Good. And as weird as it is to come straight from a single first date to then talking about it on the radio, as strange a move as that is, here we are. Welcome to my radio show. I went on a date, guys. And I know. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, it's
sorry, that's... That was me clapping mostly.
I was a little caught off guard by the clapping. We need an applause cue in here.
I've thought about having sort of sound effects and theme songs for various segments of my show.
Really?
Yeah, there's like, sometimes I sing them myself because I haven't, you know, made them. But there's one for the PSA where it's like, it's time. What's stopping me? Well, the effort required. Yeah, if you want to... Oh, I turned your mic is still off. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Because it broke, but now it's fixed. I had a date. Went well. Went good. I did good, and it went well. I think it's the way to...
What more can you ask for?
I hope not much more, because that's all I got, man. I've used all my tricks, except for my palm reading trick. I have saved that one.
You have a palm reading trick?
I do have a palm reading trick, and indeed it is a trick, in that here's the play.
Okay.
Let's say it's date number two, mm-hmm. And you know, I just happen to bring up how I know how to read palms, and ideally, whoever I'm dating is not like terribly afraid of witches or anything. Yeah. I don't want to be burned by a cult. I just want to, because look, here's the, oh, apparently a friend is outside. Rose, would you go get a friend of the show? We have a third guest joining us momentarily. I'm just going to waffle on until he shows up. It's going to be a fun introduction. Anyways, the play, David, you are the one remaining here, yes. Is you bring up palm reading. I don't know how you do it, but you make it real casual, real cool.
Just inserted into the conversation.
Yeah, like an expert, yes. And then she is obviously like, for me, a she. Could work for men too. I don't know. They're like, oh, all right, cool. Read my hand. And so they hold out your hand. This is great because now you're holding your hand. That's like casual, sort of comfortable body contact. That's a key move on dates, mm-hmm. I've been told by the internet. And you start reading their hand. You say, oh, yeah, lifeline. You're going to live a long life. You want positive things generally. You don't want to say, oh, no, you've got 2 years and 5 kids. You got 5 kids in 2 years, and then you're going to die. No. Long, long, happy life, etc. And they said, oh, what's this crease here? It says that, oh my, right now, it says you should be on a date with a very handsome, charming gentleman. Or something along those lines.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and that's when you know you are the best datester in town.
So the real question here is, how many times have you tried this?
None. Okay. I have not tried any times. I've been warned against it by several. But what would they know?
One way to find out if this is going to work.
I know.
That's date number two.
I hope she's not listening to this. She knows that I have a radio show. I don't think she knows when it is. And so if we're lucky, this, oh my God, there's a lot of people listening too. Oh,
ooh.
A grand entrance. It's DJ Tolstoy and longtime friend of the show. Fans of the show may remember him as the one, the only, Turmoil. He has returned to grace our stage. Your mic is on.
Is that really his name?
Turmoil?
It be what it do.
Yes, it be what it do. It is a name that was chosen and then affixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, stapled upon him.
I don't know if I knew it would be affixed when I chose it.
If you want, you can choose something else.
It's affixed now. If,
okay, yeah, all right. Turmoil's here. So we have Turmoil, DJ Tolstoy, and David. Yeah, all right. DJ Pending, that's me. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and I'm here to... did y'all hear my palm reading trick as you were walking up the stairs and whatever?
No.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, I'll give the abridged version since our listeners have listened to me talk about it for too long. But okay, you're on a date. You say you read palms. The date's like, oh, cool, read my palm. You say happy things, not like tragic things are going to happen to them.
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, and right here, this line here says you're actually right now on a date with a very handsome and charming gentleman.
Stop.
Right? Yeah. And that's the play. What do you think? Is that like a good moan or a bad moan?
I don't know, but I think it's not
usually
good.
You're supposed to be able to tell the difference.
Well, look, some of us need a little bit of help. I have to actually log this as a WMFO discussion, I think.
Yeah, now that I'm here, now everything has to be kosher, right?
Yeah, DJ Tolstoy is also my boss, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
Pickup tricks? as the song? Okay.
That sounds like a little too close to like those like
pickup artists.
Sounds
like an early 2000s.
Okay.
Dating advice. Shiggy type thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for the reality show on VH1 with Mystery, the pickup artist.
I feel like it would be like some Fushigi type gimmick where it's like pickup tricks is like the name of it. Or it's like, it's called pickup and you do pickup tricks with the pickup and it's just a thing.
We can make this a thing.
Is it just $19.99 plus shipping and handling? And if you call now and pay shipping and handling, you get 2 free?
Y'all got to remember that love is at stake here, okay?
Do we have to log that as an ad?
As an ad?
for pickup?
This show is sponsored by, no, we can't pretend to be sponsored by things, can we?
No.
That's kind of frowned upon.
Yeah, we're okay. A not-for-profit station.
Okay, this show is sponsored by us. We come here and we talk, and sometimes we say good words, and sometimes we don't say bad words. We're not allowed.
Yeah, that's true.
My boss is in the station, and she's looking at me because it's Rose.
Hi.
Yeah. Hello. Great. Okay, well, that's about as good an intro as we'll ever get. I'm going to play some music, I think is what I'm going to do, and then we're going to come back and talk at you. And until then, I just want all the listeners to know that we love them, we care about you, you're beautiful, and I'm really bad at transitioning to music, guys, but we're just gonna mute all of us.
3, 2, 1. 3, 2.
We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Hello, I'm here. We just heard Time to Pretend by MGMT, followed by Breaking Down the Door by Santana. That was a request from a listener. Thank you for listening and engaging. And yeah, I guess here we are. We're on the station, 1, 2, 3, 4 of us. And we need to think of things to talk about. And I'm much better, I guess, at talking to myself than I am at other people. So I've got pulled up on the computer 42 conversation. 42.
Shout out to the Tough Ski team.
Conversation starters for kids.
Okay.
So this is conversation starters to get to know your child better. That's the subset of these five.
What kind of parents are looking this up?
I'll have you know, no turmoil, that this is on verywellfamily.com. So these are the best families.
Is this what, like, the dad, like, flying home from his last business trip is trying to, like, figure out, like, what grade his kid is in or something?
Well, tell me, DJ Tolstoy, who is your best friend and why?
Oh, that's hard.
If that one's hard, we can table that and go to, that's number one. Let's jump to number five. What's your most embarrassing moment?
Oh.
Can you imagine sitting your kid down saying, hey, Sonny, it's time for me to love you better. What's your most shameful moment?
I'm trying to think, because I think I have a lot of shameful moments, because I don't have that much impulse control sometimes.
Okay.
Or I don't think things through. So I have like a bunch of different ones, but one that specifically is like jumping out to me now is that one time, this was like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It was like fall, the morning after fall gala.
Mm-hmm.
I basically have met, see, in my apartment on campus, there are seven people. Two of them I knew already, four of them I didn't. And I decide, so one thing that's thing is that I drink three drinks, soda, coffee, or seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a bunch of seltzer in my fridge.
Okay.
And I just get out of the shower. And the thing is I have this robe.
Okay.
I shouldn't wear it. I shouldn't have this, and I should get a new robe, because I think I got it when I was like in sixth grade. So it's very short.
DJ Tolstoy, is this a conversation that's appropriate for the radio?
Yeah. No, I think it's very. I think it is appropriate.
You're right. At 1:30 a.m., anything's appropriate.
Might as well be. Yeah. I'm keeping it tame for the children and conversations for your children.
Yes. Because we are a very well family.
Yes, we're a very well family. Anyway, so I get out. I think no one's gonna be in the kitchen. It's the morning after fall heckin' gala.
Yep.
Like, I can just get my seltzer and leave.
Good.
Turns out I come in like, you know, like this is a short threadbare robe. Like,
mm-hmm.
my butt's kind of hanging out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's no like. VH1 might censor it, but MTV wouldn't.
Yeah, you know okay. I mean? It's like in that sweet spot.
In that sweet spot. Like, you really don't want to talk to people in this robe.
Okay.
You know, but it's nothing indecent. And I just, like, come in both my housemate and some random guy are hanging out in the kitchen.
Mm.
I don't know who this man is. And already it's embarrassing. And so I'm just like... Hi, Rachel. And she's classic. Like, oh, hi, Rose. How are you doing? How was fall gala? And I'm like, it feels like there's a sort of like dissonance here, because I'm standing here embarrassed. Like, do I turn around and get my seltzer? Do I stand here awkwardly and like try to work the room?
You just got to walk backwards in the robe to the fridge.
So I just went for the seltzer, mm-hmm. because I can't just like walk into the kitchen and be like, hi, goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, turn around, like, you know, exposing myself to my new housemate,
mm-hmm.
and whoever the guy is. This is possibly just embarrassing for me, and they didn't think anything of it. Or they did, and I'll never know, and I don't want to know. Get my seltzer. And she's also then continuing the conversation, like, did you play board games with friends? Like, how was it? And I'm like, it was fine. It wasn't as good as the other fall gala. And I'm like, trying to like edge myself out of the mm-hmm. room.
Just trying to evacuate the situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not ready for a conversation right now.
No.
I'm ready to get me and my exposed butt out of there.
Yeah.
And she just wasn't having anything of it.
Do you think it was malicious?
No, no way.
Are you sure?
I don't think so. I've got She's Rose very
trapped
good.
Now.
Yeah, yeah, with mm-hmm. her polka-dotted robe that shouldn't... That actually, it's so long. I don't have the right rope for it. It's mismatched.
You still have it.
Like the robe?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it's my shower robe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just got out of the shower. I just thought, I can just make a clean breakaway.
Mistake. You know, yeah. I've always thought about having a robe. I don't own a robe, but I always think it'd be kind of nice if I did. I'd be able to just, out of the shower, put on this robe, walk around. I'd be like, you know, just like a real sort of 80-year-old millionaire kind of vibe.
Oh, highly recommend. Mm-hmm. I have two, actually.
Why don't you wear the other one?
The other one is not for showering.
Oh, it's like just like a luxury item.
Yes.
Like the classic old smoking jacket.
Yeah, is it a smoking jacket? Are we allowed to say that on air?
I mean, it's not, but I think it's fine.
It's 1:30.
Our place to wear a silk robe in a kimono.
Ooh.
To get the layers of decadence.
Yeah, so you have both a silk robe and a kimono on.
It's not silk.
I see.
Wait, you have a silk robe.
No, I said that's the power play. I don't have the power to pull that
of
off.
Of course
right
not.
Now.
But maybe that's we can all work towards it together. We can all wear like we can all get on each other's like shoulders underneath a giant robe, which is underneath a giant kimono. And then we can get into the R-rated movies.
Love that. As if none of us could get in
as
there
like a
already.
As like a giant like 20 to 30 foot construct, you know, of flesh and robe.
I think one ID works for all of us, right? Then,
yeah, because only one person is going to have their face, right. And we pass them the ID, and it's just like a legal ID for, say, David here, because he's above the age of 16 and he can see R-rated movies.
It's 17.
Oh no, they 38. Did the government do that to us?
No, it's always.
Is that if I mention the government, is it political?
Yeah. Something in this context.
Okay, cool.
But no, I don't think so. Like, well, actually, you can, anyone, any age can go to an R-rated movie.
Okay.
You just have to have a parent with you. Like, right. I saw The Heat with my parents.
Uh-huh, how was that?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock are two of my favorite actresses, so.
Yeah, I saw Cop Out with my parents and my friends for my birthday party one year.
Oh, nice.
Love that. Yeah. How was it?
I mean, I watched the movie and I didn't retain anything or understand it. And I watched it later and I was like, it's a movie. It's fine. But like, I feel like when you're a kid, you don't watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit there and you like take in the visual input. Uh-huh. But nothing computes.
Well, that's why you spend the rest of college rewatching all of your movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that
and
is.
And what do you do after? Does it just revert back?
Accurate.
Maybe.
And I think that is a fair assessment. I mean, as a child development expert, kids are pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Kids are pretty bad at stuff. I mean, look.
And this is our family-friendly show.
Yeah, I have this logged under WMFO discussion child rearing.
Yeah.
Here's a hot tip for those people who don't have kids yet and don't know any better than what I tell them. Kids... Not that great at stuff. And in the child development field, we try to frame it positively. We say, oh, look at all these things these kids are working on at this developmental stage. But that's just a nice way to say, at this developmental stage, the kids are still pretty bad at this.
Right.
And if they're bad at this, just imagine the stuff that they haven't even started working on. And that's my main takeaway from child development. And also, kids are great. You know, I got nothing against children. I want to be very clear. I don't hate a whole class of humans simply because they're smaller than me and worse than me at various tasks.
I guess because they really are, like, I mean, you're actually doing better. Like, I know plenty of people who actively dislike children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one person, like, almost gets a little angry. Like, at kids.
That seems crazy. That's like whole, like, Moby Dick kind of getting mad at a whale thing. You can't get mad at animals. And kids are just animals.
That feels really weird.
I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio could have gotten mad at the bear for good reason.
I have not seen this film.
He got mauled by a bear.
Okay, well, but is he mad at the bear or mad at himself for allowing himself to get into that situation with the bear?
No, I think he can be mad at something that mauls you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's in the bear's nature. I think that's Leo's fault. I'm going to say it. Leo deserved to be mauled by that bear. And this is our public service announcement. No, it's not. No, it's not really. It's not a real one. We'll do a real one. It's maybe now. It's you know, I usually read one of two, but there's a really fun one that's kind of I was read actually on DJ Jeb's radio show, The Road Trip Hour. Catch it 3 p.m. on Fridays. Okay. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent source, natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service announcement from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I like that PSA because once you start listing fruits, there's that you start wondering, is it ever going to end? How many fruits are they going to list? And just before the point of panic, it stops. It really brings you to the edge. And that's why I read that PSA for our listeners tonight. I wanted them to feel afraid, and then I wanted them to feel comforted, because it's Spooktober. It's true. It is the penultimate, probably, birds of Spooktober, and I just try to keep things a little bit scary for all our spooky listeners out there.
Yeah, spook.
It's a good time slot for a horror show.
Yes.
In some ways, the horror is my professionalism.
Do you have a plan? Are you going to do something for Spooktober?
The Monster Mash. No, I don't know. Maybe I should. I haven't done that. I think what I will do right now is I'll play another song or two, and then we're going to come back and talk more, and we're going to say kind things, and we're going to say mean things, and we're all going to become closer together through the sort of emotional roller coaster that we take ourselves on.
Love it.
That being said, I love all of you. You're beautiful. Here's some more music. Here we go. It's going to happen. You're so pretty, and thank you for being here. It's not set up yet. Hold up. Okay, now it's set up. Here we go.
She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding. I know she can't.
You won't let those robots defeat me.
Hello, everyone. We just heard.
Is that okay that your thing's still on, or is it auto playing?
No, it's not. It's not playing. I turned it off. Hi. Don't worry, boss. I got this.
Okay. I made that mistake. Maybe.
Whoops. All right. Well, we all make mistakes. It's okay.
Yeah.
We just heard, dear listeners, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 1 by The Flaming Lips, followed by Any Emotions by Mini Mansions, that song featuring Brian Wilson of, I assume, the Beach Boys. Maybe it's a different Brian Wilson, but that would be kind of sneaky of them. I assume Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys is still alive.
Maybe.
Nobody knows. Okay.
Well, I feel like Brian Wilson knows.
Well, okay, maybe I'll just Google Brian Wilson. Google plays a role in this show. Oh, I'm getting a thumbs up.
Oh,
thank you.
Thumbs up.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay,
there it is.
Thank you. Are you Mitch? No. Okay. Well, whoever you are, I appreciate your helping me. Okay, Brian Wilson, alive.
Okay.
Alive and well.
Thank you. And then we heard Miss You by Foster the People.
Yes.
And okay, where did we leave off? Team, what, any like, yeah, we can move on from, we talked about kids. I feel like we've said about all.
I feel like at a certain point, when you keep talking about kids, we put on a list.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, I think we've said about all that needs to be said about kids. Like, I think parents are ready now to raise a child. So, what questions have been plaguing us? Yeah, that's also on the list of questions to ask your kids. What's been? It's not.
Okay.
What you say you get existential, esoteric.
I mean,
esoteric can't be the right word, right? That just means like
existential.
Yes, this time of night, David, yes. Talking to David.
Yeah, I mean, but now the caffeine's kind of worn off.
Okay, so now you're just getting sleepy.
Yeah.
Man, all right. Well,
I'll try and think of something.
Okay, I can do cool conversation for cats, and we
for
can work
cats?
Cool conversations for cats. I talked for cats for about 45 minutes on my date today.
No way.
It went great. I am able to talk about cats for so long. Here.
But what's your favorite type of cat?
My favorite type of cat is my cat.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. And my cat second... I'm not anti, but I'm not pro. I mean, look, it's a cat. I'll love it. But, you know, as far as hair on cats goes, I'm definitely pro hair on cats.
Yeah, same.
And I don't want to hate on a cat because it's bald, but... It's
you're low key like are ready to once it becomes socially acceptable to hate a cat for being bald. I feel like maybe you might.
If you gave me two cats and they're the exact same but one's bald and one's haired, I will take the haired cat. That's sort of where I stand on the issue.
I'm going to admit this. I've softened up to cats by the sheer virtue of being an Incineroar main now.
Really?
Yeah. Not. I'm still a dog person.
Okay.
But I will say that, like, I'm more pro-cat than when I was a Ken main.
That's so a fictional cat has changed your opinion. And let's just be clear. Don't. Tony the Tiger didn't do this for you?
Oh, definitely not.
Chester Cheeto didn't... is that his last name, Cheeto?
No, Chester the Cheetah.
Okay, yeah. And he just represents Cheetos.
No, I mean my bodybuilding, heel wrestling cat that's 4,000% hype and walks super slow.
Yes. Wow, everyone's favorite firefighting type Pokemon. Yeah. Oh, wait, he's not. Sorry for those listeners who don't know what we're talking about, but it needs to be talked about.
I mean, my thoughts on cats are pretty simple. I'm a dog person, and I don't hate cats. But aside from that, cats seem to hate me.
Cats hate you.
Oh, yeah, cats hate me too, actually.
I don't know why. I've never done anything, you know, bad around cats.
But yeah.
Most cats would just kind of stare right into my soul.
Oh, do they do the hiss?
And then they hiss.
Yeah.
I met a cat this weekend. Yesterday, I was walking around. Met a cat kind of near Central Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Yes, and I was sitting on like a little post, and I give it some pats, and it's just kind of sitting there, and then it very kind of calmly, very gently stands up, then walks like a few feet away and sits back down, and I felt pretty rejected by that cat.
Oh, no.
It was just, I think in some ways I feel like it hurt more that it was just so like, yeah, this is even worth a hiss. I'm just going to stand up, walk away, sit down.
Yeah, that's a diss.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really tore me asunder, Rose. Yeah. I am torn asunder. Yeah. I think that's a word we should all use more.
I agree with you. That's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Good. Also, the people outside can feel free to come in whenever. Here's something exciting happening at the station. We got 8 minutes, but at the station, new DJs are here. Yay. Thank you. Which is, it's great. It means that we got new programming. Listen to their shows. Some of them are going to be terrible, okay? But some of them are going
to
be...
that's the thing. Yeah. You need to learn at some point. I think that's also one of the greatest parts about being late night is that, like, you can do practically anything and no one's going to find you.
Yeah. FCC doesn't listen to this.
Oh! Maybe not that, but... if you, like, mess up the audio channels, it's like, look... you're going to learn. It's going to be fine.
That's why I keep a late night show, despite the fact that I could maybe do better, is I don't want people to listen, is the truth. I'm not here for people. I'm here just to talk. This is like my, when other people aren't here, this is like my self-administered therapy. And just what sets it aside from normal therapy is A, the lack of a therapist.
Right.
And B, the audience of listeners.
Yeah.
It's kind of like slam poetry.
It's like slam poetry, but without any sort of sense of rhythm.
I think you should do your show one time in iambic pentameter. That's iambic, my challenge to you.
You're going to have to even remind me what that rhythm is.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot, DJ Tolstoy.
It has five.
Yeah, that's the pent part. Good job. And the meter part is the rhythm, so what's the iambic?
Oh, it's like hard song.
Are you falling asleep like live on air right now?
No, I'm just having flashbacks to like my English class where I failed two homework assignments in 2 days because of iambic pentameter.
Okay, so you are like decidedly not the expert on iambic pentameter.
Oh gosh, no, there's a reason why I'm an applied math major.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you can apply that math to the rhythm of iambic. It's five. We established that. That's math.
I can't count. I'm an applied math major.
It's okay. I can't count either.
Oh,
I've taken the GRE, and I've officially then forsworn math.
You took the GRE when?
Over the summer.
What'd you think of it?
It's a standardized test. It's not fun. I did well. I studied for it. And if you study... Yeah, I know. I am a nerd. Yeah, I'm a nerd who... wants to go to grad school. Oh,
hey, like,
God.
What's a good score? I don't know. So I kind of took it without studying because I kind of signed up for it.
Okay.
Realized I paid this money, so I guess I should take it.
Okay.
And then went, took it, and left. And I don't... They gave me, like, a mock score. Like, the...
Okay.
And I don't know, if it's good.
You know, you can check your score report online.
That's I'm not like, going to go back there. I didn't even look at my math GRE. I have no idea how I did on the GRE.
The top score is 170, I believe.
Is 159 good?
Yes. It's like solid. That's like, it's not like great, all right? But right. It's, no, that's like solid and you can get into like, I mean, I don't know what grad school he's going for or whatever, but right. That's a solid score and you probably will not have to retake it. Like if, if I were to get a 159, and I'm not going to say my score, all right, but I would be able to not retake it with a 159, for instance.
I see.
Yeah. Oh. So congrats. We just, listeners of the show, DJ Tolstoy will not have to take the GRE again, unless maybe she will, because I don't know what her grad schools will require.
I don't know either.
We'll say she won't.
I'm not going to go to master's school until like... I've worked for a while.
You will remain not a bachelor. You will remain a bachelorette.
Yeah, still am.
Maybe kind of weird. Oh, yeah, let's bring this up. How's the dating life, Rose?
I'm on Hinge now, so that's fun.
Oh, same.
You're on Hinge too.
What is Hinge? Let's talk about Hinge real quick. I'll play a song and let the other DJs kind of filter in.
Fantastic. So, like, Hinge, you like specific you can like a picture and then you have like a comment you put along with okay. it. It's optional. You don't have to put a comment.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's also like prompts about like things about you to write. Somebody was like, give me travel tips about, and the girl wrote California. Mm-hmm. So I liked that and I said, don't go.
Nice. And on that sick diss on California, oh I'm going to play it a song to transition into the next show. Listen to it. They seem like cool people. They say that they're terrible, but
love it.
Listen to them. Judge. Thank you for being here. Take care of yourselves. We love you. Make sure to take time to do something that's good for you this week. Be good. Be nice.
Don't
be
go
kind.
To California.
Don't go to California.
Oh, no.
Looking at you, David.
Yeah, I'm gonna contest that.
All right. Well, we don't have time because I'm gonna cut us off. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Good night, and please do as always. Take care.